On the show today, we have CSCU President and CEO Tom Davis talking about the launching of their new company called Trellence. You got to check this one out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Tom Davis, President and CEO of CSCU, now Trellence. What's going on here, Tom?
we're obviously making some changes here. Yeah. A lot of what we'll talk about today is really setting up for 2018. Okay. But so we released a new company today called Trellence, or yesterday, I should say.
Okay.
And we're leveraging the Trellis, the support of the financial institutions
too, yeah.
that we serve. Yep. And so, we're really trying to focus, if you will, a lot of the stuff we've been talking about, or I've been talking about for the last several months, mm-hmm. to try to bring, consulting services and optimize and thought leadership sort of under one umbrella. And if you think about CSCU and you talk to folks in the marketplace, they say, well, you sell card processing, or you sponsor, or you do thought leadership, or you do consulting, or, the list goes on. And we have the optimize, which is the managed services and several different things underneath there. And this is sort of an attempt, one, to sort of organize our solutions, and then really set the stage for 2018, where we're going to be coming out with a lot of new and exciting things, especially at our annual meeting that we're going to have in Fort Lauderdale in May. So Immersion, our new annual meeting, the concept there was really to take this Trellence company, this Trellence brand, and really drive home that delivery of expertise and solutions to our credit unions. So it may seem a little weird right now hearing about Trellence and, hey, what's going on, but there'll be more to come, and it will make sense in the future. I promise that.
Because that's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened to CSCU? So, I mean, should I go there just yet, or should we wait on that one to see what's the balance between CSCU and Trellence? Does CSCU exist? Is Trellence kind of taking over? I think that's probably a lot of what is inquiring in people's minds right now.
Yeah, understood. And CSCU does still exist.
Okay.
And we're so underneath the CSCU umbrella will be our card processing services, such as the selling of card processing, debit and credit and prepaid and such, that we've been doing for a long, long time. The other things that we do with card services for credit unions is sponsorship. As everyone knows, we are a Visa and a MasterCard member, and so we sponsor a lot of our credit unions. So, taking the blocking and tackling of that and really focusing the folks that that will be with CSCU to do that. And that still reports up to me. And then, the Trellence side of the house will be more about, the thought leadership, the consulting services, the expertise, the managed services, optimize, our annual meeting will still be with Trellence and such. So there'll be a lot going on in 2018 that will really start to drive this home as we start to augment some of the services that we've been doing to try to really, try to serve our credit unions a little bit beyond just, card processing, if you will.
So, yeah, and that kind of brings me to the why. I mean, because you've obviously alluded to it, but if you can go a little bit deeper to the why. I mean, were there a lot of, like you said in your previous response, there were a lot of people who were like, well, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing this, you're doing that. So is it kind of like to kind of reduce the confusion, or to kind of consolidate things, or what's the why there?
I would say it's both. It's going to, we'll see more in the next few weeks and maybe into 2018 as some of these services come on. They just started to get confusing when we looked at them on a roadmap and said, what are all these services going to do, and how do they relate necessarily to selling processing, which is a lot what we're known for. And our name, Card Services for Credit Unions, really starts to dictate that. But how does Card Services for Credit Unions, a brand, support expertise in other areas in financial services, especially as payments get beyond plastic and get beyond cards, and in thought leadership, really, in payments on the whole, starts to blend into everything that we do. And so how can we, sort of transition away from the old school way of thinking, as it comes to payments, into a new way? And so Trellence, we thought, did that, CSCU for the longest time has been here in support of our financial institutions. And the name Trellence certainly lends to that support, and so the trellis concept and the new logo, and which I really love. Hopefully you've been able to take a look at that.
Yeah.
And so, so the whole concept is we're here for you. We're going to be, the behind scenes expert and trying to make sure that the expertise and the collaboration and all the things that are needed in the credit union space, that Trellence is there to be a big part of that. And so, card services for credit union is still there. And it's very needed, obviously, in this place. You still need your processor. You still need your sponsorship.
Oh, yeah.
But Trellence sort of, serving a different master, if you will.
Different need, so. I can imagine the number number of names you guys probably had on some boards when you were trying to think of a new name. So what? How did Trellence kind of percolate to the top? I mean, obviously, we talked about it again at the top of the show about the trellis, the support. So was that kind of what brought that one to the top, or were there...
Yeah, it certainly did. We had a lot of names, you know, that we went around. And, yeah, anybody that's gone through a rebranding has probably done this before, you know. So you get all the names, and there's names you like, and then there's names you love, and then you hear a name, and you're like, you know what, that's the name, you know. And so that's where Trellence came to us. We, you know, we had some names, and we went. You go through trademarks and domain searches, you whittle it all down, you know. So you start with hundreds, and you end up with, you know, a dozen or two. But Trellence is the one, you know, and you just sort of know it, you know, almost like, you know, when you meet your spouse kind of deal, and you know it's there, and that's the one for you. And so at least I should say that for mine, you know. I don't know about everybody else's, but
I think that goes for most
so,
of us.
That's what happened. So we all really liked it, and then, you know, once the story started to evolve, and the support was certainly part of the name, you know, that's one of the things we've been doing for, you know, 30 years, and we see that that's core and still needed. How we support and what we support may change, but the concept, the verb, the you know, the actual action that we're doing of supporting and collaboration, even the concept of the Trellence of bringing everything together, you know, those were core values for us. And so it just made sense.
Okay. Very cool. So what are the goals here? Obviously, I mean, obviously you're kind of in the infancy stages of this whole thing right now, but do you have any like goals that are planned that we could kind of look forward to next year, or?
Yeah, I certainly do. And that's going to be part of the conversation that I'll have with you next time.
Okay.
But we do intend to, you know, start to brand all the services that we have underneath Trellence. So, you know, and try to make sense of what Optimize is. A lot of this stuff just sort of grows over time, just like every other company. And then every now and again, you realize, holy cow, you know, we didn't realize all this stuff that we have. And so we'll rebrand some of these things and make it a little bit more understandable in the marketplace. So when we add more services, it'll make sense. But look for a new website.
Okay.
Look for a completely different annual meeting. Immersion is going to be something new that we've ever done in the past. And so looking forward to that. We're going to have some new partners and some new folks there. So that should be exciting news. And you know, and we'll be looking around the industry to try to partner with some folks. And I think that's going to be the real exciting part when we, you know, start to look at other CUSOs and other third-party providers that are out there that might bring something to the table that, you know, either credit unions didn't have access before or can get synergies through Trellence. That's another excitement that we're, you know, exciting, you know, area that we're looking to grow into. So.
So this is this kind of an answer to the massive change that's going on in the industry as well? Because we've talked about it a million times.
Yeah.
Just the amount of change, just in the payment space alone, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, so I'm guessing that this is probably going along those lines. It's addressing the change that's happening right now too.
Yeah, and certainly one of the things that we're looking to be is a little bit more nimble than we were in the past because of that change. And, you know, it's the new norm. We all know that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Trellence is certainly going to try to, you know, to try to be more of the change, you know, sort of avenue for credit unions. Maybe we can make the change for them, bring the change to them, make it a little bit simple to implement. And so, you know, so on and so forth. So Optimize, as we've been doing for a long time, is all about implementation and all about, you know, proven solutions. In fact, you know, and most of the folks that know our Optimize product know that we don't even make money on it until the credit unions make money on it. And so, you know, that's the concept of Trellence. We're here to support, you know, we are a CUSO, we're owned by our credit union members, and those things are core to be aligned with our credit unions going forward. And, you know, like I said, to try to be, you know, the thought leaders and the folks that bring that change to the marketplace. So
very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Because I remember when you guys rolled out the Optimize program, it's like, so it sounds like it's really done well. So the credit unions are really done well. So this is kind of like the step-by-step. This is the next in the progression of what's going on. So
and we've learned through Optimize that, you know, at first when we you know brought Optimize, we thought, well, we'll do this for credit unions that either don't have the staff or the expertise to do it. What we found was even the larger credit unions that know how to do some of the things that Optimize, you know, brings to the table, still leveraged Optimize so that they could do things that were, you know, more strategic, if you will. And so that's something that we learned. We weren't expecting that. And so Optimize has doubled in a year, and you know, certainly something that we're pretty happy about. And so we'll continue with Optimize, and there'll be a new understanding of what Optimize is in the marketplace as we grow that one as well. And that'll be you know, something you and I hopefully will be able to talk talk about in 2018.
Isn't that nice when something like that happens? You put something out there, and all of a sudden the demand for it just grows. It's like, oh my gosh, we had the pulse right, you know. So
yeah, and the credit, and most importantly, it's not about the growth of Optimize for us. It's about the growth of the credit union's experience in the Optimize program, which those numbers are even bigger. So we're really proud of it. All of our credit unions are proud of it. The retention rate's super high. So you know, we know it's a product that's needed in the marketplace. And so what's the next evolution of Optimize, and how do we make sense of it? Because there's a lot of things that Optimize does. Is there a better way to package and explain it? And mm-hmm. certainly Trellance is going to be the foundation for that. And you know, like I said, there'll be a lot more to come in 2018. I hope you and I will be talking a lot.
Indeed. So. Well, I look forward to it. I'm excited. So to wrap up, where can folks find out more about it? They go to, is it Trellance? Yeah, Trellance.com. I'm on the site right now.
Okay. Yep. You can reach us all at Trellance.com, all of our consultants and, you know, myself included, you know, all new Trellance addresses. And for those folks that are still buying card processing and such, that you can reach those folks at csu.net.
Okay.
If there's any question, you know, try either email address. They both work for right now. So, but there'll be more clarity on that here in the future. But, you know, we're excited about Trellance, and we certainly are hoping that it'll be a good year in 2018 with that new brand of ours. So,
man, what a way to close out 2017 and a way to kick off 2018. You guys are doing it right. So, all right, Tom, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And look forward to our next conversation. See where all this is headed. This is exciting.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Mike.
Oh, thank you. And Merry Christmas to you and your family as well. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.